This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker reviews three new songs by three artists that preach about revolution, throwing a disco party, and attempting to define life itself. It's the music of Carcy Blanton, Sabrina Carpenter, and Jessica Pratt. Ken says each, in their own way, is a work of imagination and passion. Let's begin with Carcy Blanton.
Bring me a coat and a parlor guitar. Neon smoke coming up from the bar. I'm out on the roof with a couple of friends, watching the empire end. I guess America's coming untied. Half of my neighbors are living outside. Whoever don't break better learn how to bend. We're watching the empire end.
Carcy Blanton recently released After the Revolution, an album full of gorgeous protest music. That's a phrase I don't get to use very often. Protest music tends to be strident or self-righteous or just bluntly angry. But Blanton, a folk singer with a rock attitude, knows how to construct songs with real melodies and storylines that don't obscure her messages. Her new batch of songs speak with both idealism and despair at the prospect of ordinary citizens rising up to make this place a better country. On the title song, she speculates on what the aftermath of such a revolution might look like. One of Blanton's strengths is her specifics, and my heart always swells a little when she gets to that couplet that goes, "After the revolution, we'll have a better life. You'll be a better husband. I'll be a better wife." I recommend every song on Blanton's album. A contrast in tone is the new song by Sabrina Carpenter, her bubbly pop hit single, Espresso. Some people are already calling this the song of the summer. I'm calling it catchy and not a little bit odd.
I'm working late, 'cause I'm a sinner. Oh, he looks so cute, wrapped around my finger. My twisted humor, making love so often. My honeybee, come and get this pollen. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and drinking Judy for you. Saw skin and not perfume for you.
I love the goofiness of that line, "I'm working late because I'm a singer." I'm startled by the bald product placement of the line, "I know I Mountain Dew it for you." And I am baffled by the refrain, "That's that me, espresso." Sabrina Carpenter became Disney Channel famous as an actor, and on Espresso, she and her producer Julian Bonetta are enacting a disco session circa 1979. Think Giorgio Moroder and Donna Summer, or Nile Rodgers and Chic. My third song has bigger ambitions. Jessica Pratt aims to define existence itself on this tune called Life Is.
Life is, it's not what you think it's for.
On Life Is, Jessica Pratt deploys an echoing classic girl group beat and sings in the arch declamatory tone of Marianne Faithfull or Nico. The effect is to reveal the warm pain that lurks just beneath a chilly exterior. No other song on Pratt's new album, Here in the Pitch, comes close to the kind of immediate sweeping drama summoned up by Life Is. Like the songs I've played by Carsey Blanton and Sabrina Carpenter, this is music that creates an entirely new world the moment the woman starts to sing.
Ken Tucker reviewed new music from Carsey Blanton, Sabrina Carpenter, and Jessica Pratt. On tomorrow's show, singer-songwriter Maggie Rogers. She has a new album called Don't Forget Me. In 2021, Rogers felt burnt out and took a break from music to go to Harvard Divinity School. She's been using what she studied there to make life on the road more sustainable for herself. Don't Forget Me is her first album that isn't completely autobiographical. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley. I know that you don't know.